This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
A fellow who recently swallowed a dictionary said it was the sorest his throat had ever been. The source.
Oh, really, Tim?
The world's shortest commercial flight is only 47 seconds. So,
and we don't have time for stowing. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Today's October the 31st.
I would like to wish my wife a happy birthday today.
Oh, wonderful.
It's her birthday.
All right,
she's
all right.
My treat, not a trick. Not trick or treat. See what I did there?
Yeah.
She's my treat.
Yeah, I got you. So you're listening to the voice there of Ed Battagliano, who is sucking up to his wife to have some kind of
scoring points.
Some kind of weekend, something or another he wants to do. All right. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
happy birthday, Diane.
Yeah.
Yesterday was Allison, my wife's birthday.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Seriously?
October 31st. J.J. Jasper, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky.
I had a birthday this week. And so,
you did?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. So, and I want to say I spotted this news story. I don't know if it's true or not, but you guys have heard of Smart Water. You see that in the cooler at these convenience stores. A man in Illinois suing the Smart Water people because he told for how long he's been drinking it and he has not gotten any smarter. Man in Illinois suing the Smart Water people. So I said all that to say this. I want to ask our Trivia Friday listeners to join me, get some friends together,
right.
Join me in a class action lawsuit against Thin Mints.
Only those who've been eating them for a long time.
Thin Mints.
By the way, is that story, is that true?
I heard it. Oh, okay. It's true, but I don't know. It could have been these days. Isn't it sad that we're here? It could have been AI. I saw the story.
Americans will sue Americans over anything.
No. All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
We're going to ask trivia questions and ask you to call in and answer and ask. We want you to do both if possible. Answer one of ours and ask one of your own trivia questions. It is the you have an 8-week waiting period between calls, so everyone is eligible to call in and be on the program, except those who've been on the air with us in the last 8 weeks. If you've been on the air with us in the last 8 weeks, please don't call. Just wait. What is the phone number to reach us here on Trivia Friday?
I'm glad you asked.
Thank
you. It is 888-589-8840. I don't even see anybody on here.
That's because you hadn't turned it on yet.
Oh, okay.
We do this every week.
But I'm trying to get everyone excited about calling in.
Oh, you're tricking them.
888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. You do need to be 11 years old or older to call in. We tell our folks, we exist as an institution of higher education to make our listeners smarter,
betterer,
and awesomer. And you do not have to drink water for
that
to happen.
That's exactly right.
No. All right, so JJ, what's the other ground rule we got here?
The other ground rule,
or whatever it is, announcement.
That's good. We have a mystery question. One of these original 9 questions is a mystery question.
It is.
If you land on it and answer it correctly, you'll hear this sound. Ah, the beloved cowbell.
Beloved cowbell shall ring.
Maybe our last chance of something tomorrow against Arkansas.
Yeah.
But enough about that.
Yeah.
Enough about pain and misery on me. Whatever they Roy was singing back during the when they jumped up in the cornfield and said, salute.
Gloom, despair, and
that's
agony.
What
on
I was
me.
Looking for. That's what I was looking for. AFR cap. I saw something shiny. You get a chance to win an AFR cap if you land on the mystery question, answer it correctly, and you hear that cowbell. So Tim is sporting the hat. Ed, how can people watch if they want to watch along with listening?
I don't know. What are you asking me for?
You're the smartest one in the room.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, that ain't saying much, but second of all,
was totally uncalled for.
In the
we
world?
Haven't done anything to you.
No. Wow.
I meant that to be self-deprecating, but after it came out, it was
right
deprecating to you all.
Yeah, I feel deprecated.
Okay. You can go to YouTube
keep
or
on
Facebook.
Going. Go, no, keep on going. What do we need to do before we move on here?
All right, you can go to Facebook or YouTube and search for Today's Issues or Today's Issues Live. I forget which one's which. That's the normal name of this show. Or you can go to stream.afa.net, which is our own streaming platform. And you can watch us. And who wouldn't want to do this show live?
Can I throw one more thing out? This weekend is when we fall back. It's when we change our clock. Somebody's going, what? That's this weekend? Yes, it is.
There's nothing to be happy about that.
Spring really. Forward in the spring, fall back in the fall. And they say while you're setting your clocks back, go ahead and put some fresh batteries in your smoke detectors.
Well, my problem is now as I get older, I start to fall forward. So I get confused. I get confused. Am I supposed to do the clock back
spring
or
forward? Spring forward and fall back.
No, your age, they say not just put fresh batteries in the smoke detectors, but put new tennis balls on the bottom of your walker.
Right. I do apologize, guys. That came out wrong. It sounded like
too
I was
late.
Insulting
too late.
You guys.
You can't. Don't unring a bell.
Don't make me pay.
Yeah. We hold grudges.
We forgive you, but we won't forget.
All right, so I can go, right?
We probably forget to hold our grudge. That'll be the problem.
I'm supposed to be angry with you for something.
But I've forgotten what. I think that's everything, right?
I think so.
Yes, sir.
Let's go, Ed.
All right, here are my three questions. The primary U.S. Navy Special Forces are called SEALs. What does the acronym stand for? What does the acronym Navy SEALs stand for? Question number two, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, what planet was Thor from? In the Marvel Cinematic Universe, what planet was Thor from? And then my third question is a multiple choice, tip of the hat to John. I don't give last names out. I don't have permission to do
and
that.
John gave you that question?
John, one. I actually have two questions from
first
two
John
separate.
First John or second John?
This is first John. Second John, I'll have, if one of my questions gets answered, I got another question from a different John. Here's a multiple choice. If I mention a pygmy marmoset, to what am I referring? Is it a type of berries used to make jam? Is it a small yet friendly people in Australia? Is it a species of tiny monkeys? Or is it a poorly made Yugoslavian car from the 1970s? If I mention a pygmy marmoset, to what am I referring?
If I could add one other hint, I saw them on Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom back in the 70s.
That's right.
We all did.
He had
that
net. He was leaning over that.
Yeah.
What was that guy's name?
Marlon Perkins.
Marlon Perkins. Marlon.
You know, I want to say I'm still a little bit rattled from earlier. Tim and I being called intellectual pygmy marmosets.
You're right, JJ.
Intellectual pygmy marmosets. I mean, we read between the lines. He didn't say the whole sentence, but that's what he was saying.
There wasn't much between the lines. Pretty a direct hit.
Wasn't very camouflage, was it?
you intellectual pygmies. Sit to the left and right.
Is that all you?
That's it. That's all. Right. I'm done for, as my dad would say.
Here's what I've got. First question, Bible question. Which disciple was nicknamed the twin? Which disciple was nicknamed the twin? Second question, which U.S. state is nicknamed the Wolverine State? Which U.S. state is nicknamed the Wolverine State? Third question, true or false, one World Series game was actually postponed because of snow. Is that true or false? We're thinking about the World Series underway. When's the last game, by the way?
Six games tonight. Game six
tonight in Toronto.
Okay.
Could be over tonight or they could go to game seven.
Right. So World Series question again. One World Series game was postponed because of snow. True or false?
All right. My turn?
Yes.
All right. What animals' eggs are used in the production of the flu vaccine?
Man.
This is a routine way of making the flu vaccine. What animals' eggs are used in the production of the flu vaccine? Number two, Pierre is the capital of which state? Pierre is the capital of which U.S. state?
Wasn't he also the skunk on one of those Looney Tune commercials?
I think he was.
For cartoons?
I think that's what the town was named after. And my third question, I usually have a baby boomer question, and here it is. What group made the song "Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree" famous?
Got it. Got it in my head.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What group made the song "Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree" famous? And if there was ever a catchy tune, that's
right.
Absolutely.
Boy, those I can see those ZZ Top fellows singing it, right? Oh, no. Sorry. I shouldn't have blurted it out. Those 3 foot long beards.
Yeah. All right. Let's go.
All right. Let's go to Texas first. Talking about Johns. John from Texas is our first caller. Welcome to Trivia Friday, John.
Greetings, fellas. This is John, formerly of Cut and Shoot.
Yes, sir. We recognize the voice.
We sure do.
Welcome, John. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Mm-hmm. I want to do both, but I would like first to wish my wife a happy 16th wedding anniversary today.
Oh, wonderful. All right. Happy anniversary.
Congratulations.
Yes, so one thing interesting, a lot of people say, you got married on Halloween, and we say Halloween to heathens, but it's Reformation Day to Protestants.
There you go.
That's turning things around.
Would you want to, John, want to ask, answer, mm-hmm. or do both?
I'm going to do both.
Go right ahead. Which one you feel confident about?
I want to try to answer the one about the capital city, Pierre.
Yes. Here we go, John. The question is, Pierre is the capital of which state, which U.S. state?
I think it's South Dakota.
Yes.
Oh, way to start us out.
Excellent.
Good work. Out of the chute.
How'd you know that?
Well, my brother and I were little, we'd go on long trips, and I was born in 1948, so way before the internet. But in the 1950s, she would ask us the name of the states and the capital of states. And that's how we were entertained, by learning stuff.
That's good education. Yeah, right,
sure
there.
Is. Yeah, that's right.
She was homeschooling before anybody knew what homeschooling was.
So do you know how to spell Pierre? If you do, I'll send you an AFR ball cap.
Ooh. It's spelled P-I-E-R-R-E.
T. Did you say T?
No, he said P.
No, P.
P like in Penny.
T just, T's a bad start there. I got P-I-E-R-R-E. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, brother.
Nicely done.
We're going to send you an AFR ball cap, brother John.
Well, all right.
Are you first John or second John?
I'm second John. My dad was first John.
There you go. Hey, right. What's your question for us, John? And a reminder for you to stay on the line so we can get your address to send you the cap. But what's your question for us?
Okay. How many United States states entered the Union on the same day?
Oh, that's interesting. But that's a deep dive.
What's the question? I'm sorry, I missed it.
How many of the United States entered the Union on the same day?
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves,
the convention of the states, wasn't it?
Well, this was when they were signing the Constitution or agreeing. I think it was a bunch of them. Wasn't it
like Sweet 16?
Like 8 or 9 on the same day, and then they had to wait for several others to approve it, ratify it.
Uh-huh.
So you want to say nine?
I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, well, say I'm gonna go with
that's
Ed.
That's a good question.
Nine. Yeah, that's a good history question. Yeah. But
what's the answer, John? First John, well, second John.
Yeah, the answer actually, the original 13, they all ratified on different days. Okay, but uh-huh. The answer is two states. On November the 2nd, 1889, North and South Dakota became states on the same day.
Oh, you're not talking about the original 13 then?
No, no. They all ratified on different days. They had to ratify to come in.
Okay.
But the two states came in on exactly the same day, which was November the 2nd, 1889. I thought it was ironic that it's North and South Dakota.
Yeah.
Because of the previous question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did they divide, you think, John, South and North Dakota? What was the problem there?
It was over the color of the carpet. Oh. There's not a doubt in my mind.
I really don't remember, but it was.
All right, we're taking your hat back then. you know, you had your shot there. Pierre, yeah. You got right. But
wait, there was a deal that South Dakota, they somehow, the different peoples that settled, South Dakota had gold and North Dakota didn't. And the Dakotas, they didn't want to share with all those people north of them.
That's the way it is with our family. Boy, we get in those, yeah. Around the holidays, we get around, some of my relatives got gold and then the others of us don't.
Yeah. Some of them got gold in their teeth.
Well, there's that. You know, that is,
there's that.
All right, John, we're going to put you on hold. And congratulations on getting the ball cap. And Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we will send it to you.
So South Dakota and North Dakota signed, ratified the entry into the United States of America.
On the same day.
On the same day.
I've often wondered, what is it like – saying like, oh, we're from the Carolinas, we're from the Dakotas, we're from the Virginias, where you got West Virginia.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you say, well, North and South. Yeah. Carolina, is that interesting or weird, saying, well, we're from the Carolinas and you have to share your name with another state?
Yeah, it's disappointing. Really, if you have to face that fact in your life.
That you don't have division the,
you don't have the
family.
Uniqueness of having your own name, all a standalone state.
Right. All right, we're back to the phones, Ed.
All right, let's go to Michigan. What do you guys say?
Let's do it.
Ken is on the line. Ken, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Ken is disqualified from answering one question.
Okay. Oh, man. Now, hey, Ken, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be back. It's been a while. Good to be back. I like to do both, ask and answer.
All right. Which one would you like to answer?
Well, I would answer the one about the Wolverine state, but that's too easy.
Yeah, that's why I said you can't answer that one, Ken. I already nixed you from that one.
Well, as long as you're not giving away the answer, that's good.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, well, he did too. Ken did. We're not going to say which question it is.
But
we're dancing around the edges, aren't we, Ed?
I don't think we are. I think we plowed right down the middle. I think we're out on the dance floor making as much noise as we can.
We will find out who's listening in class.
That's exactly right.
And who's scrolling on their phone.
Ken, which one you want to answer?
Well, first I want to tell Tim that I talked to his buddy in Fremont, and I can't tell him on the air what he can do with his $7.
Oh, okay, Bill.
Seven.
My friend Bill in Fremont.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he owes me $7. Yeah, but it's been a long time. I probably should just let it go.
But it is hard, though, to let it go.
It's $7. I mean, you can get a gallon of gas
for
that.
Well, there's no telling what the interest is now. You know, what that's worth now. That's 20 years ago or so. But anyway.
Tim, I want to answer the question about the yellow ribbon.
All right, here's the question. Ken, are you a baby boomer yourself?
Unfortunately, I was born a little too late, so I'm an X man.
You're an X? Okay. Generation X. Is that what they call them?
Yeah.
All right. Gen X. Okay. Gen X. That's after the baby boomers, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So the Gen Xers are going to be taking care of us, basically.
I hope so.
We hope so.
Okay. We hope so.
Let's That's our plan.
Okay. So, okay. we hope for the best. All right. So the question is, that Ken's going to answer is, what group made the song Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree famous?
Well, they actually used to have a TV show, and I used to watch that. That was Tony Orlando and Don.
There you go. That's right.
Now, Don wasn't as good of a singer as Tony.
Tony Orlando was the minor. That's back before the things changed. Dawn was two women.
No, I know.
Yeah. Oh, you know the
answer. Okay.
D-A-W-N, right?
But,
Good job, Ken.
Tony Orlando and Dawn. So if you watched that show, that would have been mid-70s. You would have been, you're not far from being a boomer. You must have been about 7 or 8 years old at the time, right?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, okay.
Good.
So you're the leading edge of the Gen Xers.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Ken, what's your question for us?
What is the deadliest creature in the world?
I'm gonna go Democrat, even though I don't really know what the answer or question is. But that seemed like a fair thing to blurt out.
Hey, we can answer separately, right? I'm going to go, although I don't disagree with JJ. Can I ask one question?
Sure. Oh, I got it. I think I've got one.
Okay. Ken, are you talking about a creature or an animal that kills the most people in
That's
the world?
A good question.
Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Well, I know the answer to that.
Oh, yeah. I think so,
mosquito.
Too.
Mosquito. Huh?
Oh, I was going to go hippo, but the deadliest snake is the black mamba snake. But I'm going to say hippo. And you say mosquito?
Mosquito.
Yeah, well, kills more hippo people. Versus a mosquito. Mosquito's going to win that, I think. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, in terms of all the people with malaria.
If they got together and go head-to-head.
Right. All right, let's go with mosquito.
All right. When you look at this word, it don't look like mosquito. It looks like mosquito, but yes, or skeeter. That is correct.
Wow. Way to go, Tim. Yeah.
Well, the reason is mosquitoes, there's so many more mosquitoes, and they carry the, you know, malaria and
all kinds of
all
diseases.
All kind of bad
right.
stuff. You
right.
know, my dad got encephalitis from a mosquito. And
led to his downfall.
Yeah, that did some real damage to his.
But now in terms of. Kill like an animal, not an insect. I think hippos do kill.
Yeah,
maybe crocodiles might be up there, but hippos are bad news.
People don't realize because they look, you know, look like something right off of Disney. This should be smiling and chuckling.
I don't stop when I see the hippos. You got to keep going, otherwise they will take you down.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm glad you said that because I always thought it was stop, drop, and roll. Well, that would have got me in trouble with the hippo coming up on me pretty sudden.
You see them occasionally out here bass fishing.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
You want to stay away from them, you're saying.
They can hide.
Yeah.
Yes, they can. Yeah.
Yeah. Catfishing, bass fishing. You'll see some hippos out there.
Ken, have a great weekend, buddy. Hey, Ken, before you go, who's going to win the World Series?
I don't follow baseball, sorry.
Okay, that's all right.
All right, thank you, Ken. Appreciate you. From
God bless you.
From Michigan, where you're... Well, anyway, I'll stop right there.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to take a short time out, and we'll be back with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
We're living in a time when truth is under attack. Lies are easy to tell, easy to spread, and easy to believe. But truth is costly. And nowhere is the cost greater than for mothers in crisis. When a woman is told abortion is her only option, silence and lies surround her. But when she walks into a preborn network clinic, she's met with compassion, support, and the truth about the life growing inside her. That moment of truth happens through a free ultrasound, and it's a game changer. When a mother sees her baby and hears that heartbeat, it literally doubles the chance she'll choose life. Preborn Network clinics are on the front lines, meeting women in their darkest hour, loving them, and helping them choose life and sharing truth. Friend, this is not a time to be silent. It's a time for courage, for truth, for life. Just $28 provides one ultrasound and the opportunity for a mother to see her baby, to help her choose truth and life. Donate today. Call pound 250 and say baby. That's pound 250 baby. Or give online at preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
That was one of my questions. What group made that song famous? And the correct answer was given, and is Tony Orlando and Dawn right there. I don't know if we stayed long enough to hear Dawn, but Tony for that song we cut out there. But Tony was dealing right there.
Dawn was washing dishes, trying to get that grease off of all those pots and pans.
That was a pretty good soundtrack too.
Greasy dishes?
No, grease.
Oh.
Which leads us to Olivia Newton-John, which leads us back to Kevin Bacon.
To John Travolta.
That's right. No,
and then disco.
Kevin Bacon. 8 degrees removed from Kevin Bacon.
That's exactly right. Yes.
Which leads us to grease again.
Yes, and we're back to Bacon. All right, dear. By the way, I was told, Mark here on our staff here is a listener, but Mark's a good, you know, a colleague of ours. He told me that he thinks that the people of South Dakota refer to their capital as Pierre.
Pronunciation-wise, you mean?
I said Pierre, and I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but Mark thinks he thinks it's Pierre, so I'll go with that.
Okay.
So Pierre, South Dakota, was the name of the capital of that state. So there you go. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening. We're here every Friday with what we call learning.
Edumacation.
Yes, edumacation. We also call this show Learning University.
Learning University.
Yeah, a little behind. Have you been told that during your life?
Oh, yeah, plenty. By my own father.
Yeah.
Why are you so dumb?
Here comes Ed on the short bus.
Right. Hey, special ed. That's exactly.
All right, let's stop right there. Moving on. We got edumacation to bestow. And we're going to repeat our questions, Ed.
Heretofore
gone unanswered. Go ahead, Ed.
All right, here are my three questions. The primary U.S. Navy Special Forces are called SEALs. What does that acronym stand for? Second question. In the Marvel Cinematic Universe, what planet was Thor from? And then third.
You're talking about Thor?
Thor.
T-H-O-R?
Yes.
With the big hammer?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Oh, you guys are big fans, huh?
I know me some Thor.
Show him your tattoo, Tim.
No one wants to see that. I barely do. And I regret every minute of that experience.
You know, if you're
17 and you're off by yourself with your buddies,
if you hadn't plastered Thor all the way across your lower back, it would have been better if it hadn't been all the way across your lower back.
Well, and sometimes that's what having too much sugar will do, man. It just makes you go crazy and do nutty things.
Bananas.
Bananas.
That's makes right. you go bananas or nuts.
That's right. All right, my third question. Again, tip of the hat to John, first John today. This is a multiple choice. If I mention a pygmy marmoset, to what am I referring? Is it a type of berries used to make jam, a small yet friendly people in Australia, a species of tiny monkeys?
I'd question that friendly from what I saw. But anyway, you go ahead.
Or am I referring to a poorly made Yugoslavian car from the 1970s?
What's the name of this entity?
Pygmy Marmoset.
Here's the deal. I don't care how faithful you are as a customer, even if they do have you on that monthly plan. You call the pest control service and tell them you got that going on under your house. They're going to be slow coming over.
Sorry, sir. You have pygmy marmoset. And we're going to have to fumigate the whole
place.
They're
going to come over in a hazmat suit. All right, here's what I've got. First question. Which U.S. state is called the Wolverine State? Mm. The pygmy Wolverine State. Second question. My first question is a Bible question. Which disciple was nicknamed the twin? Second question.
Which disciple was nicknamed the Wolverine?
The twin.
That's then, what I want to know.
Became a comic book hero.
Hey, we had Sons of Thunder. So
yeah.
But which U.S. state is nicknamed the Wolverine State? Third question, true or false, a World Series game mm-hmm. was once postponed because of snow. Is that true or false?
All right, my three questions, I've had two of them answered, so I'll go with my two that I have left here. I got some other ones, too. But what animals' eggs are used in the production of the flu vaccine?
Yeah, I'll give it. Repeat that caviar vaccine question.
What animals' eggs are used in the production of the flu vaccine? And here's my new question. You ready?
Ready.
Let's go.
We stay in the animal kingdom.
Let's do it.
For this, so I'll take animals for 500. Whatever his name was. What was the name of that guy?
Alex Trebek.
Alex, 500. What animal plants more trees than humans?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know the answer to this?
It was that little animal that followed Johnny Appleseed.
Bigfoot, isn't it? Isn't that what Bigfoot does?
Here comes Johnny Appleseed. Up and down. Wait a minute.
I think I'd rather tie a yellow ribbon stuck in my head than that one.
It wasn't Johnny Appleseed that was hopping down the bunny trail, though, was it?
Here comes Johnny Appleseed hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity planting.
But that little animal, that little animal that was with him was the one you're looking for, planting all those.
Yeah, I think y'all are intentionally trying to distract me here.
Wait, substitute teacher. We wouldn't do that to you.
All right, the question is, what animal plants more trees than humans?
All right, good.
Your mistake was asking us if we knew the answer
to
it.
That set us loose. I just wanted to know how easy y'all thought it was or not.
All right, let's go to you. Is that your question?
Yeah, that's my question, Johnny Appleseed. You know, Johnny Appleseed one time took on Thor. Do you know this? That was
didn't
epic.
Go well for Johnny.
That was epic.
A year ago or so, I had a Johnny Appleseed question, and I think Tim, if I'm remembering this, you said you were surprised he was a real person.
Johnny Appleseed?
Yeah. Because he really wasn't.
I thought he's a mythical figure.
No, he was for real. All of you that are enjoying apple pies and, you know, Johnny Appleseed.
He was a real dude. Go ahead.
Tied a yellow ribbon around the old apple tree.
All right,
we go to Louisiana, and Big Al is on the line.
How do you know that?
I don't know. I've just, I had an Uncle Al, and I used to call him Big Al. So, Al, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I feel smart already. Just getting to talk to you guys.
Yes, sir.
Hey, do people call you Big Al? I mean, is that a nickname for you? Or
it was when I was younger. I'm 68 now, so I'm just Al. I'm just Al.
Yeah. Okay. just plain old Al.
I don't think you try that nickname on women. Either.
No.
Oh, big old Evelyn.
No. Stop right there, Ed, before you get us all in trouble. All right.
I am 6'3", though.
There you go. Tall, Al.
Right. No, Al. If you're 68, you were 6'3". Let's be honest here.
You're 6'1" now. Yeah. It happens a little. Yeah.
Things are shrinking now, huh?
Yeah. Hey, ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I'm going to do both this morning.
Which one you feel confident about?
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel confident about the sealed one.
All right, here's the question now. The primary U.S. Navy Special Forces are called SEALs. What does the acronym stand for, Al?
It stands for Sea, Air, and Land.
Yes.
Nice.
Sea,
nice.
Air, and Land.
Sea, Air, and Land.
Yep. So,
I gotta be honest with you. No, I didn't know that. I had to look it up.
That's okay.
Well, that's all right.
Research.
We like research.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well done, sir.
I'm a little more educated. Yeah, the two questions I was going to take, the Capital City and then the Yellow Ribbon one, I did know those, and those got taken right away.
That happens.
Hey, how did you know is the Capital City of South Dakota, how is it pronounced?
I've never heard it pronounced by somebody from up there, but being in Louisiana, I would just say Pierre.
Pierre.
That's what I was thinking.
Pierre's what it looks like.
You know, because we're the first.
Yeah,
we're the French influence down here, so that's what I being from this area down here. That's what I would go.
Well, we'll find out the definitive answer to that.
Well, we may not. It might be like Missouri and Missouri, or Nevada and Nevada. It might just be who you talk to. Hey, Al, what's your question for us?
One thing, real quick. It's funny you should bring up Missouri and Missouri, since my home state actually is Missouri. So,
what do you call it?
Missouri.
What do you call it?
Missouri.
Yeah.
Missouri. That's what I call it. Missouri. But
some
people call it Missouri. They say it's a north or south of I-70 type thing. I don't know if that's true.
It may well be, just like a north and south of Interstate 10 in Louisiana.
Yeah. Louisiana. Yeah. That's right.
All right. Well, I got an answer to the question, by the way. Al, you're going to want to hear this.
Hello? Okay.
The answer to the question is. The pronunciation of the word that you spelled, P-I-E-R-R-E, depends on whether it's a French name or the U.S. city. As a French name, it is pronounced Pierre, while the capital of South Dakota is pronounced Pierre.
Okay.
So, Mark, we learned something
Mark
new.
Mark was right.
Yep. All right. Go ahead, sir.
I do want to get it right. You know,
Yeah. Well, then don't ask it about Lafayette or Lafayette.
Oh, that's...
Or...
Lafayette. I'll never get that straight.
Yeah.
Lafayette.
Lafayette. That's right. All right. What's your question for us, Big Al? Plain
okay,
Al.
U.S. geography question.
Tim's ready.
There are six U.S. You ready?
Tim's ready.
U.S. states.
I'm sorry.
You ready?
Yeah, we're ready. We'll keep stepping on. We'll stop stepping on you, and you stop stepping on us, and we'll go.
All the world will be happy.
We're going to do a clean break right here on 3, 2, 1, go, Al.
Y'all got your map out? Mm-hmm.
There's six
U.S. states whose capital city is west of Los Angeles. See how many of those you can get.
Six U.S. states, which are west of Los Angeles?
Capitals?
No, capital city is west of Los Angeles.
Okay, don't say anything. Yeah, obviously, we got Hawaii, Alaska.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
We probably got...
Now, look, Nevada, it hangs out over past Los Angeles.
Okay, Nevada.
Washington and Oregon, probably.
Washington, Oregon. We're missing one state here. Would that be like
Arizona?
Can't be Arizona, can it? Or
Arizona's
maybe it's
not. It'd have to be Idaho. Arizona wouldn't be. Arizona's easily east of.
How about Massachusetts?
No, I think you can cross that one off too. You want to go through the rest of the states?
No, what do we got?
It's
got to
be Idaho. It's got to be Idaho.
Idaho. Got to be Idaho.
Hawaii.
Hawaii, we already
Hawaii,
did this.
I know Hawaii.
Hawaii,
Alaska.
Arkansas, Nevada, Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. That's what we said.
It's got to be.
Go, Al.
Well, you did good. You got five of them.
Oh, really?
If you remember California, well, it runs straight down the coast on the northern part of it. It kind of kicks underneath when you start getting to the south, about halfway down the state.
It's going to be Arizona.
And that puts the capital city of Sacramento.
California.
Los Angeles.
California. Yeah. Why do we? Oh, we didn't even think about California.
I didn't think about California. Didn't even consider that.
Oh, that's right.
A little bit of a trick question.
Well, which one did we add that's not right?
Idaho.
Yeah.
We added Idaho.
Yeah. Idaho.
All right, hey, that's a great
That is a great question, geography. We got five of the six here, so I don't know.
That is a great question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Okay, next up, Ed.
All right, we go to Georgia, and Clark is on the line. Clark, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yes, sir. How you guys doing, man?
Hey, we're great. Clark, thanks for calling. From where do you live in Georgia?
I live in a huge town called Araby, Georgia. We don't even have a stop sign or a stop light or even a caution light, man.
You serious, Clark?
I really miss it, you know. Oh yeah, it's just there's a Dollar General, of course, and a quickie store, and that's about it, right there.
There you go. Hey, Clark, you're gonna have to turn your radio.
Living, you know?
You're gonna need to turn your radio down. We're getting a little bit of feedback or walk away from it. A little bit of a delay there. Hey, ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both on there. I think I can answer one about the chicken right there. I mean, about the egg. I'm sorry.
Which came first?
Which one came first on there? You know, I like when you guys were talking about the football stuff a while ago, because y'all talking about Arkansas. That's one of the only places that don't have to spell the state.
What now? Arkansas what now?
They don't know how to spell their state on there because they spelled it Arkansas. It ain't spelled Arkansas.
Oh. we'll
let you deal with the fallout from that
you're
one.
You're going to hurl insults.
Oh, yeah.
Clark, would you mind giving your cell number out?
You know, I always get a little bit of a kick out of Southerners making fun of other Southerners on things like
spelling.
Well,
I'm a Georgia fan, so we have to make
that's right.
That's what we got to do here, you know. All right. Yeah.
So he's got your question he wanted.
He wants to answer mine?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, about the vaccine.
Okay. All right, the question, Clark, is what animal's eggs are used in the production of the flu vaccine?
That would be a fertilized chicken egg.
That's right.
Wow.
How do you know that?
Oh, man. I mean, I've been knowing that forever on there. There's medical people in our family and all, and I always like to know what I'm getting on there. And then I found out it came from a chicken egg. I'm like, what? You know, you give me a flu shot, it came from a chicken egg. I don't know, you know.
I know. The process involves injecting the influenza virus into fertilized chicken eggs, as Clark said, where it replicates before being harvested and processed into the vaccine.
Yeah.
This method has been the primary approach for over 80 years.
So don't even ask, Clark, your relatives about that COVID vaccine. You're not going to want to hear that.
Oh, what animal that came from?
Yeah, animal, vegetable, mineral.
The Wolverine.
Yeah. Hey, what's your question? Yeah. Good job. Yeah. What's your question for us?
Wolverine egg.
All right. This is one I've always loved right here because everybody loves drinking bottled water everywhere right now. And then we got better water in the ground. But what's the only water you can spell it backward and tease what people are when they buy bottled water?
All right, say that again.
Oh, I've heard this.
If you buy a bottle of this water and spell it backwards, it'll tell you what people are when they buy bottled water.
It's the backwards, I think it's naive.
Oh, I'm gonna say
that's right.
I'm gonna say I'm gonna say 6'7".
6'7".
Like that. I think it's pretty useful.
Just like all
of
those
you.
Young people.
Yeah,
they're
man.
Always just 6'7".
Yes, sir.
What is that?
I don't know.
Yeah, we are pretty dumb for doing that.
Hey, Clark, you can't see this, but he's making a gang sign along with being trying
Tim's
to be young.
Flashing.
First part of the program. You're supposed to do like a juggling motion.
Y'all do a great job, guys, on there, and I really enjoy listening to y'all every week on there, guys.
Thanks. Clark, thank you for your honesty, and thank you for listening. Have a great weekend.
My granddaughter said that the other day.
Yeah. 6'7", that is like gone ballistic
viral
amongst young people. 6'7", it's from some song. But what's funny is first segment, you have a question about tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree.
Yes.
One of the sweetest, you know, catches.
From the mid-70s.
Second segment, you're throwing gang signs. So,
and saying,
well, this is how they do. For those watching, when they, a lot of the people, rappers and stuff, don't they? I mean, do like that. Anyway, you're supposed to do this.
Just like that.
You're supposed to do this for 6-7, which I don't know. That's just a thing.
It's from a song, and it means like literally nothing.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ. We're here every Friday. Welcome to our new listeners in the Des Moines, Iowa area.
Yeah, yes. That's right.
We have a brand new station on the area in Des Moines. I'll get the call numbers,
we purchased a station in the Birmingham area a while back, and we haven't said welcome as more and more listeners are listening in Birmingham. We're so glad to have you listening.
Let's repeat our questions quickly, fellas.
All right. Here are my three. I will add one. In the Marvel Cinematic Universe, what planet was Thor from? That's right. Guy with the hammer. Second question. This is a multiple choice. If I mention a pygmy marmoset, to what am I referring? Is it?
Tell you something, you little pygmy marmoset.
Yes.
If you ever come around here anymore.
Is it a sixth grade insult?
Johnny Appleseed on you. Huh?
Johnny Appleseed and Wolverine.
Take you down.
And the Wolverine he rode in on. All right, is it a pygmy marmoset? Is it a type of berries used to make jam?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a small yet friendly people in Australia? Is it a species of tiny monkeys? Or is it a poorly made Yugoslavian car from the 1970s?
Give us some more.
Listen, I worked hard on those.
Yeah.
That's a good set of possibilities.
One of
possibilities.
These is not like the others.
And then I'll add a question. This is a tip of the hat to Second John for me. Most of us are used to LED lighting, but what does LED stand for? What does LED stand for when we're talking about lighting?
So I haven't even had a nibble on my question, so I'm the
a nibble.
Not even a nibble.
Oh, a nibble.
So okay. I am the redheaded stepchild of the professors over here. I'm the.
I don't think you're supposed to say that today.
No, I know. I'm the. What was the
pygmy?
Maytag repairman?
Yeah,
you're the.
I'm the pygmy marmoset.
Mango pygmy.
Pygmy marmoset.
Pygmy marmoset.
I think you're getting mixed up with a fruit.
Pygmy mango.
Here's what I've
that was the name of our high school football team.
Pygmy
mangoes.
Do you realize how many great names we've given out for garage bands? Please, will one of y'all, after you're out there touring, at least just give us credit. We don't need royalties. We just want you to give us credit. Or if you use one of these for the title of your book or podcast.
And what'd you say the name of the team is?
The Pygmy Mangoes.
They're taking the field?
Taking the field. That's right.
And they're breaking through that paper. Who knows what kind of picture on the front of there. All right, here's what I've got. Start with the Bible question. Which disciple was nicknamed the twin? Which disciple was nicknamed the
Tim's
twin?
Tim's not going to make it.
Second question. Which U.S. state is known as the Wolverine state?
Mm.
The pygmy mango Wolverine state.
I think you've actually gotten a nibble on that one.
Well, apparently, yeah.
Yeah, but we need somebody to come through with the answer.
That is some low-hanging fruit right there that somebody
that's
did.
That's like a pygmy mango.
So
low-hanging.
Third question, true or false? I wanted to have a World Series question.
Yep.
And one World Series game, only one, was actually snowed out. Is that true or false?
All right, here's my long question, and I'll get a new one for the next half hour. But my long question that remains is this one. What animal plants more trees than humans? Unbelievable.
It is. This
unbelievable.
This is crazy.
What animal plants more trees than the Arbor Foundation?
See, and hippos don't get enough. They always get bad press. So I'm glad I shouldn't have blurted that out.
You shouldn't have given the answer away.
Given away the answer.
The hippo pygmies? Is that's another good band name right there.
Pygmy hippos?
Yeah. Take the stage.
All right.
We're going to open up for Tony Orlando and Dawn.
I wonder, are they still like...
Well,
I mean,
no, they're still alive.
But they're not touring like all the other old groups.
He was in Branson for like 10 years or so.
All right. Shall we go back to the phones?
Go.
All right. Let's go to Illinois And Yvonne is on the line. Yvonne, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, I'm finally getting through for the second time since I've been listening to y'all.
Wonderful.
Well, way to be persistent.
Where do you live in Illinois, Yvonne?
About 3 hours south of Chicago, so please pray for us this year. We've got to go red.
No. So you live there? You live 20 miles south of Chicago? Is that what you're saying?
No. We're about 3 hours south.
Okay.
3 hours.
Yeah. You didn't sound, like you were from Chicago. You sound like you're from South Illinois.
Well, I could tell Southern she was Illinois. 3 hours south of Chicago because I didn't hear gunfire in the background.
All right. Exactly.
Bada boom.
Yeah.
Bada boom is the sound that is made there.
Frequently made in Chicago.
Yeah. Okay, Yvonne, ask, answer, or both.
Originally from Texas.
Yeah. I got you. Go ahead.
Ask, answer.
I'm going to do both.
Okay.
All right. Which one you want to answer?
I'm going to do multiple choice.
All right. Here it is. And since I think you're going to get this right, so I'm going to repeat the question for the last time probably today. I believe in you, Yvonne. If I mention a pygmy marmoset, to what am I referring? Is it a type of berries used to make jam? A small yet friendly people in Australia? A species of tiny monkeys, or a poorly made Yugoslavian car from the 1970s?
A tiny monkey.
Species of tiny monkeys.
That's right. I knew
smallest it. Monkeys on the planet.
I knew it.
Do you have any of those where you live?
No.
My side hustle is I'm an organ grinder on the weekend. And I have one of those little things. I got a little something around their leg. And, you know, it's not a lot, but I'm still recovering from the Biden administration.
You know, you got to make ends meet somewhere, don't you?
You've got to have a part-time job.
Yeah. All right, hold on, Yvonne. Yvonne, can you hold on through the break, and we'll come back? And
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Yvonne. Yvonne from Illinois is on the phone with us. She's going to hold on. We're going to take a short time out for news. Popcorn, and then we'll be back in 5 minutes.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.